producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the American Family Farmer, the weekly radio program for the small independent farm owners and those interested in how your food gets from the farm to your table. Here's your host, lifelong family farmer, Doug Steffen.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, here every week to overview the issues, the problems, with solutions or ideas on how to fix your problem. If you're a family farmer in America, if you're in an ag business, if you're a hobby farmer, this program is aimed at helping you through my own insight and experience as a dairy farmer, been around cows all of my life. And so I put together a lot of different thoughts that I have in my mind, and I try to find people who will help you understand how to deal with any number of problems. One of the people that I enjoy the most that is a part of the national scene when it comes to farming is the president of National Farmers Union, Roger Johnson, who comes from a farm family. I'm remembering the first time that we ever spoke, Roger. I was impressed with you and your brother and what you had done. And I always wonder whether you miss it. You're in Washington. You're a politician now, right? I mean, you're the president of the National Farmers Union. You're a politician.
Yeah, thanks for being impressed when we first talked. But of course you miss it. I mean, everything is different in D.C. versus North Dakota. I mean, there is almost nothing that's the same.
Right, no.
It's just a very, very different environment. But, you know, nonetheless, I have a great job. I represent, you know, 200,000 family farmers scattered around the country, and they are energetic, and they are real principled individuals. They are the heartbeat of rural America, and they tell me what to do, and that's what I do.
Well, that's a nice way of putting it, and it would be nice if the government operated that way, if we actually had people, if the president of the country would operate like president of the National Farmers Union actually did what the members wanted him to do. We'd probably have a different face on a lot of the problems that you have to face. You just have finished your 113th convention, the NFU, the National Farmers Union, getting together for a big conclave. What were the big issues, and how were they dealt with?
Yeah. Well, I would say certainly big issues included country of origin labeling, renewable energy, and trade. There was also a fair amount of talk about, you know, the more difficult economic environment that we are heading into for most of agriculture now. The exception is probably the beef industry, but a lot of the commodities are down to points at or below cost of production right now.
Yep. And that's join the world with the dairy farmers where they have been most of the time. For the benefit of those who are listening that may or may not know what COOL is, it's the country of origin labeling that has been a big to-do. And one wonders why anybody would be against this.
You know, that's really, really a good point, Doug. Country of origin labeling is a law that we got passed back in the 2002 Farm Bill. Farmers Union had been fighting for it for years before that. It was never implemented because there was opposition to implementing it from the big meat packers. And so then we got it repassed in the 2008 Farm Bill. And in 2009, we got a rule issued, so it was in fact implemented. No sooner had it been implemented than Canada and Mexico filed a trade action saying it was discriminatory under the WTO. And so we went through a couple of appeals. We initially lost. That decision was appealed. We lost again, but on a much narrower ground. Interesting, the WTO in both cases had no problem with the law. It was how it was being implemented. So there was more technical kinds of issues rather than the law itself. Some 70 countries around the world have country of origin labeling laws that apply to food. I mean, why wouldn't you? It's just a very logical thing. And then, so USDA issued a new rule then in 2013. That was appealed again to the WTO. The Packers sued in court. And we got another adverse decision at the WTO. But the third one was even more narrow than the previous two. And now we're waiting for a final decision on that, and after that final decision, we either win or it will, whatever the decision is, there will need to be some sort of a change made, either to the rule or to the law in order to come into compliance. Interestingly, and I think your listeners would really appreciate this, is that the, one of the arguments that was used in court, in fact, the principal argument that was used in court was the Packers argued that country of origin labeling, the law itself, was unconstitutional. And it was unconstitutional because it violated their First Amendment right to free speech, which in their mind meant the right to not say what they didn't want consumers to know about the stuff that they were producing.
This is so bizarre.
It is really bizarre. The good news is that every court decision, we had four court decisions, and they all went our way. I mean, mm-hmm. The Packers lost, and finally the case was dismissed. But it is very bizarre.
But now, think of the money that your membership has had to pay, court fees, what does it cost the government to defend the law, the position, and then when you get right down to it, the people that we're talking to on the American Family Farmer who produce this are taking it in the neck because the consumer wants to know.
Of course.
The consumer is frustrated because not only do we have things like Cool, but we have many referenda questions on state ballots in countless opportunities around the country where this has been brought up locally. Let's get labels on food. What I remember more than anything else was Monsanto fighting in California, Proposition, I think it was 34, where they said the farmers didn't want it.
Yeah.
I remember going on the air, what are you, crazy? Of course the farmers want it. They want, they're proud of what they're doing. They want people to know that they're producing this food.
That's absolutely the case. I mean, our members who are mostly family farmers, family ranchers, family fishermen, they're proud of what they do. They want the consumer to know that it was produced here in America. Consumers, I mean, we've got 10 years of survey data that every year consumers overwhelmingly, and I'm talking in the 90 percentile plus, want to know the origin of their foodstuffs. And I mean, it's just a logical, common sense kind of thing. So, for us to be in this just really difficult spot of having to defend at the WTO what is a very common sense consumer right to know, producer right to tell law is, as you indicated before, it's just very bizarre that we're even in this position.
Yeah, it's ludicrous. Roger Johnson is with us, president of the National Farmers Union. They just finished their anniversary, annual convention. We'll continue our conversation with him and what the work of the National Farmers Union is doing to help out the average farmer, the family farmer, the hobby farmer, people who are in the ag businesses. What's the focus? We'll find out more in a moment here on the American Family Farmer.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, I just want to say thank you for making my Geico Insurance ID card digital. It's easy to find on the app, it doesn't give me paper cuts, and I always have it on hand because it's on my phone. Because of this, I finally cleaned out my glove box, which was filled with years of paper ID cards. Any thought on what I should put in my glove box now? Sincerely, Trent Patterson. Trent, what can you put in the glove box? Here's a crazy thought. How about gloves?
Digital insurance ID cards, just a tap away on the Geico app.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
If you've got pain, you need the patch.
The Icy Hot Patch. Powerful, targeted, fast-acting pain relief that stays put without the mess. Icy to dull the pain, hot to relax it away. In a variety of sizes, from back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. So you're covered whenever and wherever you hurt. Stop pain right at the source with Icy Hot Patches.
Pain's no match for the Icy Hot Patch.
For temporary topical pain relief, use only as directed.
Rod Delano, Attorney Houston.
Attention, mesothelioma cancer patients. You may be entitled to compensation from the billions of dollars available from asbestos manufacturers, including VA benefits and medical assistance. You may not have to file a lawsuit. Mesothelioma patients, don't wait. Call now for a free consultation and to find out how much financial compensation you may be eligible to receive. Call 800-764-3000. 800-764-3000. 800-764-3000.
For the highest quality flooring at the best possible prices, it's a Lumber Liquidators end of quarter clearance sale. 10 million square feet of first quality flooring must be reduced. Get 80 styles of laminate, including looks for under a buck. 70 styles of bamboo, like clit strand bamboo for $219. 300 styles of pre-finished hardwood, including 3/4 inch solid maple for $299. Plus deals from 49 cents and no interest until 2017. For low end of quarter prices and the highest quality floors, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
The results are in. For the treatment of nasal allergy symptoms, nothing is more effective than Nasacort. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour is prescription-strength medicine that's scent and alcohol-free with no harsh taste. It's non-addictive and provides 24-hour relief of the worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, with no prescription needed. And in a recent clinical study with Nasacort going nose-to-nose with Flonase, more people prefer Nasacort. For more information, visit Nasacort.com. Nasacort. Use as directed.
Things aren't the same as they were when Geico started saving people money over 75 years ago. We didn't have reality TV. Back then, it was just reality. The most exciting thing that ever happened was when Jimmy got his head stuck in a gopher hole. And trust me, that's not a show anyone would binge watch. Yep, we didn't have much entertainment. But switching our car insurance to Geico was pretty exciting.
Geico, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
Roger Johnson with us. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the American Family Farmer, a weekly focus on what's going on the family farm for the most part. Those of you who are hobby farmers, this is cool information for you. I don't mean that sort of that was a play on words. We're talking about that cool, the policy of having country of origin labeling, which is called a cool policy. That gets beaten around, and so now we'll see where that moves. The EPA administrator was at your NFU convention, and yeah. he said he was on the hot seat over a lot of different things. These are the people that want to make dust illegal,
yeah,
amongst other things. So what sort of give and take was there between him and members of the NFL?
Yeah, the EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy was at the convention, and she spent most of her time talking about the Waters of the U.S. rule, which she prefers to rename the Clean Water Rule. So we spent a lot of time talking about that. And then
it should
also
be called the Mud Rule.
I'm sorry?
It should be called the Mud Rule because how foolish is another thing. Go ahead.
You know, one of the things that Farmers Union did with that rule, and I'm glad we did it, we didn't just say, you know, get rid of the rule, because we're in this really difficult spot. EPA and the Corps are using a rule that was written in the late 1980s that has been modified twice by U.S. Supreme Court decisions. And every time they have to decide what's jurisdictional, what isn't, they have to go back to that 30-year-old rule and those two court decisions, which are written, you know, in a rather obtuse fashion, and try and figure out what to do. And so the approach that we took was to presume that they were going to go forward with this rule, because every administration, you go back in history, the last year, last couple of years of any administration, they all put out rules. And so we tried to take the position that if they're going to put this rule up, if they're going to finalize it, we at least want to get it fixed so it's got some common sense elements to it. And we filed very detailed comments on this rule, saying that we recommending places where they could change the rule so that it in fact said what EPA was saying it said, and what our members were saying they wanted.
What they want. All right, hold on a second. A website for National Farmers Union is nfu.org. Roger Johnson back with me. I'm Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer.
Dr.
Dr. Wallach has been warning us for decades to take control of our health care and our food supply. Doe Foods and Dr. Wallach's Youngevity have partnered to help you be prepared. Members of Youngevity can now buy Go Foods directly from their personal store. If not yet a member, call 800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com to get special member pricing. That's 800-648-9753 or www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Moving along now, this week's American Family Farmer. Our focus is the National Farmers Union, what went on at their annual convention, the things that farmers, mostly family farmers, are in this organization. I belong to it. I have since I had a problem. I think I said this to you, as a matter of fact, the first time we met. I've never liked unions, although I belonged to five or six of them in various parts of my career doing various things along the years. But when I first saw the National Farmers Union, it sort of made me, I didn't want to join another union. And so it took Roger and some other people that are smarter than I am to not necessarily convince me, but to show me how this works. I mean, this is a union, not a union so that you're going to get $23 an hour, but as a union of people of like-minded experiences and problems.
Union and, as in the word united.
Yes, right, exactly. All right, so we're talking about the EPA. Administrator McCarthy came. She was talking about all of these fairly ridiculous rules. And I say that it's pejorative. I'm trying to be even-handed, but as a farmer, I read this stuff and I hear it and I listen to you and others, and it's just so nonsensical. There's no common sense that presents these problems the way they are, and the fact that government uses the money that we pay them through the taxation that we must pay, and they use that money to go after us to try to basically put us out of business for reasons that are not clear to anybody, because without agriculture, this country is nothing.
Yeah.
So, you know, this just to go over the top. I'm doing an editorial, and I should let you do that, but it so bothers me. Anyway, keep going. Go ahead.
Well, a fair amount of the conversation that we have, we've long been supporters of renewable energy in all different kinds of ways.
Yep.
And of course, there's been this big push about the renewable fuel standard and the oil industry that's been strongly, it's actually their number one objective is to get rid of the renewable fuel standard so that they can decrease the amount of renewable fuels that are part of our transportation fuel supply. Mm-hmm. And so one of the big issues is that EPA has a responsibility to put forward the numbers that are to be used by the industry every year, and they are, for 2014, they still haven't published the number. I mean, the year is gone. They're a year and a half late. They haven't published the number for 2015 yet, and so now they're saying they will do it for 14, 15, and 16 all at the same time, sometime later this year. Well, you know, if you're supposed to be putting out a number that's a target for the industry to reach, it's a little bit backwards to put it out a year after the year has gone by.
I repeat what I said about common sense. There's just none of it. Yeah. How much time are they going to spend trying to do that at our expense? It's an outrage. It's an offense.
It really is. So we spent a fair amount of time talking about that. Over the last number of months, we've met with EPA quite a number of times, encouraging them, cajoling, whatever we could to try and get them to get this. I mean, just follow the law. Do what you're supposed to do. And here we still are. So anyway, she was there. She spoke to our members. We got a bunch of questions. It was, you know, it's important that our members have face time with government officials.
Absolutely.
This.
So that's what they're there for.
Yes, absolutely. They need to be saying very directly to our elected officials and our appointed government officials what it is that the government is doing that has an impact on what's happening out on the family farms and ranches.
Which is everything. Everything they do has an impact, and sadly, most of it's negative. We're talking about the recent National Farmers Union Convention that took place, and who was there and how America's family farms would be affected by the work that was done there. It's 28 past the hour on this hour of the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with Roger Johnson.
A little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
From media brainwashing to genetically modified food, forces of darkness are attempting to disempower you. Only you can battle against these forces by choosing mental and emotional wellness. Author Sean Morgan has spent years discovering the most effective methods for self-deprogramming and empowerment using ancient Eastern traditions and modern Western research. Now he's sharing the most powerful insights and practices to those suffering with low energy, low motivation, physical illness, anxiety, depression, and financial scarcity. scarcity. Big Brother wants you to be docile, obedient, and fearful. By reading The Mastery of Change, you will develop your understanding of neural pattern interruptions, emotional energy cycles, and understand what it takes to break free from victimhood, illness, depression, and fear. Free to read online and available in hard copy and for all brands of e-readers for as little as $1, The Mastery of Change and its 30-day challenge gives you the steps to take now for massive transformation. Learn more at masteryofchange.com.
Now to our conversation on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, American Family Farmer, with Roger Johnson, American Family Farmer. He's the president of the National Farmers Union. They've had their convention. They've had their discussions with administrators and department secretaries and politicians. So Vilsack used to be the Secretary of Agriculture, is Tom Vilsack, who used to be governor of Iowa, as I remember.
Yeah.
Did you know him before? Well, you were the agriculture commissioner in North Dakota. And
Yeah, I did. I didn't know him well. I think I had met him a couple of times. The Iowa and North Dakota have a couple of similarities that are unlike most other states, in that in both North Dakota and Iowa, the agriculture commissioners or secretaries are elected.
Mm-hmm.
And in most other states, they're appointed by the governor.
Right.
Elected officials generally are in the South, mm-hmm. and then North Dakota and Iowa. So we had that sort of in common. I was an elected official when he was governor for part of that, so we overlapped a bit mm-hmm. as well.
So he was there. I've run hot and cold on him. I wonder how you have been as far as his ability to get the Department of the Secretary of Agriculture, obviously an important role for us. There were several announcements there. I find him to be sometimes more political than I would like, especially given his own background. I don't know if you agree with that or not.
Well, you know, I like Tom Vilsack. I think he does a nice job. He is doing a good job at trying to figure out how do you bring different elements in agriculture together. And we are a very disparate industry. And so I think that's quite a big challenge. He's trying to get folks, well, particularly if you talk about the traditional or more commercial-sized industrial model, kind of larger scale agriculture, and then you've got a lot of the smaller, sometimes organic, often direct marketer, closer to consumer, those kinds of folks in agriculture, and you know, we have both of those kinds of members in our organization as well. And getting them on the same page is sometimes a bit of a challenge. I think we do it really very well in Farmers Union in that we debate all these issues on the floor and we vote on them and, you know, sometimes we're on one side, sometimes we're on another side. He doesn't have that luxury, as the Secretary of Agriculture, and he obviously, you know, deals with the whole industry. But he spent some time talking about COOL, which I was frankly disappointed in what he said about COOL, because while in the past he has been a strong supporter of it, it almost seems as though he's resigned on this issue. And I, unfortunately, that sort of an approach, I think, weakens our diplomatic hand when it comes in our negotiating strength, when it comes to dealing with the WTO and with our friends in Canada and Mexico. So, you know, I don't know where we're going to end up on that thing, but what I will tell you is that overwhelmingly, as we said at the first part of this show, consumers and producers both want to know more and more and more about their food. This is not something that's going to go away just
No.
because the WTO decides one way or the other. This is going to be with us for a long, long time. It's a fundamental right to know kind of question. And I think we ought to have everyone in government standing up in supporting that.
Well, it depends on who's sending in checks to the various candidates for their political campaigns as to which way the wind blows. We all know that. And that's one of the disappointing parts of this whole thing as well. There should be, Vilsack has become a politician. I mean, he was when he was governor, but there's so much politics in this. And the fairness part of it, maybe I'm naive, goes up in smoke. There is the people who are dairy farmers who sell beef, and the beef producers have this checkoff thing. How does that affect the farmer? How does that affect the consumer?
The beef checkoff in particular was also a hot topic at convention. In fact, we had a special order of business on this. Farmers Union has been, at the Secretary's request, part of a group of 8 or 10 different organizations who have been meeting to talk about whether the beef checkoff should be increased and to talk about whether there should be reform required before we even talk about an increase. Frankly, our position has always been that we need significant reform in how the beef checkoff operates before we're even going to have the conversation about whether the checkoff ought to be increased. And the simple fact is this. The beef checkoff is run by NCBA, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, which in turn is run by the big packers. Okay? They get from the beef checkoff, they control how the money is spent, and in fact, more than 90% of all the money goes to NCBA. NCBA, on the other hand, turns around and lobbies against us in Congress. They lobbied against us on country of origin labeling. They lobbied against us on renewable energy. They even lobbied against us on the farm bill. And our point is, if NCBA wants to be a political organization, wants to go lobby, that's fine and good. They can do that. But then they should have nothing to do with the checkoff. These checkoff dollars are, in fact, tax dollars.
Right.
They ought to be used for research and promotion and development of the industry in a very non-political, apolitical way. And so we've argued that before we're going to even talk about changing the checkoff amount, NCBA needs to be separated from the checkoff itself. Every other commodity group has done that. Beef is the only one that hasn't done that right now. And until they do that, we will oppose any kind of consideration of them getting an increase in the checkoff.
All right. So do you want to just take a second and explain to people who are listening that may not be farmers what the checkoff does? Why is it necessary? Why did it become law?
Yeah. So the beef checkoff this was passed back in the 1980s.
By the way, it isn't just for this one is beef, but there's a dairy checkoff program.
There are dozens of checkoffs. They are generally called commodity checkoff programs. The dairy guys have one. Beef has one. Pork has one. Soybeans, corn. You go on down the list.
Right.
Lots of fruits and vegetables have checkoffs. These are producer-funded promotional programs that are designed to do research specific to that industry where the checkoff is occurring, and designed to promote the consumption, the export of those particular commodities. So in the case of beef, the beef checkoff is supposed to be used to do new research on beef and to promote that industry. What happens is that in most checkoffs, there is a checkoff board that is elected from among the producers, or it's appointed by the secretary from people who are nominated by the producers of that particular commodity. And then that board controls where those dollars are spent, those tax dollars are spent. In the case of beef, the board that controls it is called the CBB, the Cattlemen's Beef Board. But in fact, NCBA controls all the money that the CBB has to operate with because of this very complicated structure that they have created that gives them the right to appoint all the people who make the decisions. So NCBA basically runs the beef checkoff and controls where the dollars get spent. That's the rub that we have with that, that it ought to be about promoting beef and doing research and development on beef. And what they do instead is they do a bunch of political stuff that in many cases we would argue is against the folks who are actually producing the beef that they're supposed to be promoting.
All right. We'll pause for a moment and then finish our discussion with Roger Johnson, the president of the National Farmers Union. We're discussing their annual convention, things that have come up that affect you as a family farmer and me. I'm Doug Steffen.
Things aren't the same as they were when Geico started saving people money over 75 years ago. We didn't have reality TV. Back then, it was just reality. The most exciting thing that ever happened was when Jimmy got his head stuck in a gopher hole. And trust me, that's not a show anyone would binge watch. Yep, we didn't have much entertainment, but switching our car insurance to Geico was pretty exciting.
Geico, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
Rod Delano, Attorney Houston.
Attention, mesothelioma cancer patients. You may be entitled to compensation from the billions of dollars available from asbestos manufacturers, including VA benefits and medical assistance. You may not have to file a lawsuit. Mesothelioma patients, don't wait. Call now for a free consultation and to find out how much financial compensation you may be eligible to receive. Call 800-764-3000. 800-764-3000. 800-764-3000.
For the highest quality flooring at the best possible prices, get to Lumber Liquidators' end-of-quarter clearance sale. 10 million square feet of first-quality flooring must be reduced. Get 80 styles of laminate, including looks for under a buck. 70 styles of bamboo, like Click Strand Bamboo for $219. 300 styles of pre-finished hardwood, including 3/4-inch solid maple for $299. Plus, deals from 49 cents and no interest until 2017. For low end-of-quarter prices and the highest quality floors, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, I just want to say thank you for making my Geico insurance ID card digital. It's easy to find on the app, it doesn't give me paper cuts, and I always have it on hand because it's on my phone. Because of this, I finally cleaned out my glove box, which was filled with years of paper ID cards. Any thought on what I should put in my glove box now? Sincerely, Trent Patterson. Trent, what can you put in the glove box? Here's a crazy thought. How about gloves?
Digital insurance ID cards, just a tap away on the Geico app.
The results are in. For the treatment of nasal allergy symptoms, nothing is more effective than Nasacort. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour is prescription-strength medicine that's scent and alcohol-free with no harsh taste. It's non-addictive and provides 24-hour relief of the worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, with no prescription needed. And in a recent clinical study with Nasacort going nose-to-nose with Flonase, more people prefer Nasacort. For more information, visit Nasacort.com. Nasacort. Use as directed.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
If you've got pain, you need the patch.
The Icy Hot Patch. Powerful, targeted, fast-acting pain relief that stays put without the mess. Icy to dull the pain, hot to relax it away. In a variety of sizes. From back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. So you're covered whenever and wherever you hurt. Stop pain right at the source with Icy Hot Patches.
Pain's no match for the Icy Hot Patch.
For temporary topical pain relief, use only as directed.
Roger Johnson on the American Family Farmer. He's from the National Farmers Union. They've had their convention. We've been talking about various items that are of interest to the average family farmer, how you're affected. You're not affected by all of these things, but certainly there's something in here that touches every aspect of farming in America. The climate control conversations, and this goes back. There are several different things. There are like three or four different moving parts here. How is this affecting, I guess I go back to the EPA, maybe the water thing and how silly that is and how much you got to fight. But there are other things in here that are part of what I believe is responsible farming. I think most farmers are very responsible about their environment. And I'm tired, frankly, of having people think that we're ruining the environment when, in fact, the opposite is true.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that we've spent a lot of time working on is promoting programs like all the various conservation programs that are part of the Farm Bill, because they actually provide some assistance to farmers to do things that might otherwise not be economical that we in society want done, things that will reduce erosion, whether it's wind or water erosion off of the landscape, or buffer strips that can be planted along stream sides and so forth to keep sediment from washing off into the water supplies. These sorts of voluntary practices make a lot of sense. Unfortunately, Congress is in the mode right now of cutting a lot of these. And so we saw a major reduction in the scope of them under the last farm bill that was passed last year. That's the kind of approach that we think makes a whole lot of sense, to let farmers know, to educate them on what are the practices that are best going to make the air cleaner and the water cleaner and those sorts of things. And then where assistance is needed, to help provide that assistance in a voluntary basis, rather than, you know, sort of this strict regulatory hand that sometimes is used by the government. So we actually spent a fair amount of time debating these issues as well. They're a part of our policy. You'd be interested to know, or your listeners might be interested to know, Doug, that we have probably 200 pages of policy that is adopted by our members at the convention. And they go through this policy page by page, offer motions to delete or add, et cetera, page by page through that policy in order to decide what it is that we stand for. And that's how we arrive at the policy positions that we have.
All right. So to wrap up here, the most important things, we've talked about the EPA and all that stuff, the cool. Are corn prices, bean prices, what do you, there's got to be a lot of people asking questions about this year. What are we going to get for the milk prices have gone into the tank again, pardon the pun.
Yep.
So what's going to happen to most of the grain futures and grain itself?
Most economists are projecting that the lower prices that we have, they're about, commodity prices generally are about half of what they were 2-3 years ago.
Right.
That they are likely to hang around for quite a while at these lower levels. And actually, if history is any guide, history tells us that more often than not, farmers are faced with prices that are at or below cost of production most of the time, and these high prices tend to be sort of aberrations. That's the whole reason for having a farm bill that provides a safety net for farmers, is to help when either disasters strike or when the market collapses and stays at a very low rate for a long time. You would be interested to know that a lot of your listeners know that California dairy farmers have been outside of the federal marketing order system in dairy for many, many years. The California dairy producers receive $2, sometimes $3 a hundredweight lower price for their milk than is true for other dairy farmers around the country.
So there are lots of things going on. I hope that you're happy that we've gotten this review from Roger Johnson, president of the National Farmers Union here in the American Family Farmer. Roger, always good to have the conversation. Good to know what's going on there, what I'm getting for my money as a member of the National Farmers Union, what everybody else is. You can check out their website, nfu.org. National Farmers Union President Roger Johnson here with me, Doug Steffen, on this week's American Family Farmer. Conversation on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, American Family Farmer, with Roger Johnson, American Family Farmer. He's the president of the National Farmers Union. They've had their convention. They've had their discussions with administrators and department secretaries and politicians. So Vilsack used to be the Secretary of Agriculture, is Tom Vilsack, who used to be governor of Iowa, as I remember.
Yeah.
Did you know him before? Well, you were the agriculture commissioner in North Dakota. And,
yeah, I did. I didn't know him well. I think I had met him a couple of times. The Iowa and North Dakota have a couple of similarities that are unlike most other states in that in both North Dakota and Iowa, the agriculture commissioners or secretaries are elected.
Mm-hmm.
In most other states, they're appointed by the governor.
Right.
Elected officials generally are in the South.
Mm-hmm.
And then North Dakota and Iowa. So we had that sort of in common. I was an elected official when he was governor for part of that, so we overlapped a bit. Mm-hmm.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit CriticalHealthNews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to CriticalHealthNews.com. That's CriticalHealthNews.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
That's 53 after the hour. This comment, Doug Steffen, my own experience as a farmer, I hope that brings a lot to the table when we have our conversations here on the American Family Farmer, trying to get to the bottom of what you know, what you need to know, what you're doing, how I can help and how we can help through the auspices of getting people on who kind of know what's going on. This is really a potpourri of issues and ideas, and you can suggest things that you'd like me to research and have us discuss. Send me an email. It's Doug, D-O-U-G, at Doug Steffen, S-T-E-P-H-A-N, .com. Always happy to get, and I mean, that's the way the program improves, and to get more help for you in the areas that you need it as this program expands. The direct connection is certainly appreciated. I usually read all of the trade magazines, all the farm magazines, the national ones, the regional ones, and frankly, many times the things that I'm talking about here are based on what I get appreciably out of reading some of the things. Do I agree or disagree? Maybe that's not as important as just bringing you the information. For example, this would be from our Did You Know and Do You Care miscellaneous farm information. Did you know that there were 7,500 varieties of apples grown around the world? 7,500 different kinds of apples. If you tried a new variety every day of your life, it would take you 20 years to taste every one of these 7,500 types of apples. I think that is a fascinating figure. All the people who are running orchards, how many different kind of apples do you have? A dozen? Two dozen, maybe? Three dozen? And people find it confusing just to pick from three or four sometimes. Some of the new new Dutch apples. It's very interesting to see how all of these are being the hybrids for apples. The same as corn. I mean, there's a tremendous range. I remember first planting corn as a kid, and there were two or three types of seed corn for silage corn. That was it. Now, the list is long as your arm of the sorts of things that are out there. Another item from our Did You Know and Do You Care fact file, agriculture. I liked this, and I think that it applies to us today. But wait till you hear who wrote these words. Agriculture is our wisest pursuit because it will, in the end, contribute most to real wealth, good morals, and happiness. Now, who said that? I should probably offer a quiz here. Do like the guys in Car Talk do. Ask a question, you send in the answer, and next week we'll tell you what the answer is and who won the quiz. Maybe we'll work on that. At any rate, who said agriculture is our wisest pursuit because it will, in the end, contribute most to real wealth, good morals, and happiness? It's a letter from Thomas Jefferson to George Washington in 1787. And isn't that true today? It was true. It's maybe even more true today than it was then. All right. So we were talking with Roger about the beef tax. And I mean, I call it a beef tax. It's the Chekhov thing for beef. There's a whole new world order. The locavore movement has found its way to the fast food business. The fast food business, which includes McDonald's, certainly Wendy's, Burger King, Arby's, Jack in the Box, those stores like that. You may be surprised to know, it's actually pretty shocking to know, that McDonald's buys 2% of the entire world's production of beef. Let me repeat that. McDonald's buys 2% of the entire world's supply of beef every year. They have 34,000 franchise locations around the world. They sell about half of all of the fast food burgers, an average of 75 burgers every second. So I've been onto this for about a minute. So that means that in that minute, there have been almost 5,000 burgers sold at McDonald's around the world. And I keep talking, thousands more will be sold. They sell all these burgers, more than Wendy's, Burger King, Sonic, Arby's, Jack in the Box combined. And they want to change the way the people that raise the beef that they use, or at least this is what they're saying, raise them. They want it to be more sustainable to answer the questions that locavores are asking. How is this beef raised? I remember as a kid going into a slaughterhouse and watching animals that were just barely alive get sold to McDonald's and ground up. Everything gets ground up for their hamburger. Not the case now. At least that's what McDonald's would have us believe. And so I'll take that pretty much at face value. But it's so fascinating to know how much they sell, how many hamburgers they sell. Wow. All right, so there's some more food. Lots of things to chew on. Well, I've been all full of puns during this hour of the program. I'm Doug Steffen here. American family, the American farmer, the American focus on farms, the American family farmer here.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.